Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
In our lesson today, we're going to give a brief review. It's possible that you have not been able to listen to all of the programs. We have discussed why we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And we gave a number of proofs or reasons why we believe that very thing. We talked about the existence of God, the origin of the universe, and how the existence of God and the origin of the universe are connected, because in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And we looked at the various scientific evidences that prove the existence of God. We looked at Bible examples and passages that indicated His existence. And we talked about the origin of the Bible, which is God's Word, where it came from, why we should believe it, why it is dependable and trustworthy. After discussing the Bible and where it came from, we talked about our standard of authority in religion. Yes, there are many standards of authority that people are trying to follow today, but there is only one right way. And so we talked about the standard of authority in religion, and it is God's Word. And yet the Bible is made up of 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. Are we under the Old Testament today? Are we under the New Testament? Are we under both as far as the law is concerned? That is, the law of God. And we learned together that the old law, that is the law of Moses, was given to the Jews and to the Jews only. There were laws that were in existence before the law of Moses. For example, God told Noah to build an ark out of gopher wood because of a coming flood. Do we have the responsibility today to build an ark like Noah did in the long ago? No, that was a law for Noah in his day. The law of Moses was given only to the Jews, not to Gentiles. And yet it was the law of Christ, the new covenant, that was given for all people, both Jew and Gentile, so that both Jew and Gentile could be reconciled in one body, that is, the church. And Jesus died on the cross to purchase the church and to give every person on this earth the opportunity to be saved from their sins and to go to heaven. So we talked about the relationship between the promise that God made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, that in his seed all families or all nations of the earth would be blessed. And it would not be through the law of Moses, given only for the Jews, but through the seed of Abraham, which is the Christ, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16. And so today, people who want to be saved from their sins have to put their trust and hope in Christ. And Christ came to this earth to save people from their sins. He came to purchase His church with His blood. How is it that we can find the church that Jesus built? There are thousands of churches that are in existence today, all claiming to be part of or the church that Jesus built. Jesus promised to build one church, Matthew 16 and verse 18, and yet there are hundreds and even thousands of churches in existence today. How do we find that one church? We do it by finding the characteristics of His church recorded in the New Testament. When it began, where it began, the name it wears, its founder and foundation, the organization, its manner of worship, and the plan of salvation. All of these characteristics help us to find the church that Jesus built, the Church of Christ. Then after we become a Christian by hearing the gospel, believing it with all of our heart, repenting of our sins, confessing our faith in Christ, and being immersed in water so that our sins can be washed away, we begin living the Christian life. And in our studies together, we talked about the responsibilities that are involved in living the Christian life. We studied concerning the second coming of Christ. Christ came to this earth the first time to set up His church or His kingdom. The second time He will come to judge the world in righteousness. And so Christ is coming again. We do not know when He will come, but we are to be ready for that time so that we can stand before Him justified at the judgment. Then we talked about the importance of counting the cost, making sure we understand what is involved in becoming a Christian and living the Christian life so that we can go to heaven. These lessons have been designed to help those who have not yet obeyed the gospel to have a better understanding of what is involved in becoming a child of God and having the hope of heaven. It is also presented to remind those of us who have already obeyed the gospel what we must always remember. 2 Peter 1, verse 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though ye know them and are established in the present truth. Further, it was presented to help Christians to teach others those basic truths. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. It is our hope and prayer that every person might be saved and go to heaven. 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. But also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4 tells us God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. And then please remember, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. May God help us to live a faithful Christian life so we might go to heaven as well. Revelation 2 verse 10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2, verse 10. The Hebrew writer says, For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Hebrews 3 and verse 14. Please remember the words of Jesus. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. May God help each one of us to live our lives in accordance with His will.